Hello, I'm Katrien Mestag. I'm a specialist in stained glass conservation. I own the workshop Atelier Mestag, and I'm the third generation of the family workshop. And so we restored the bow window of Hotel Hanon, which was a really interesting conservation. We started with, of course, an analysis. We started with deinstalling the panels and then an analysis in the workshop. And so we saw that actually the panels were in rather a good condition. And that was, of course, great, because in the Art Nouveau period, it is important. Not only the glass is important. They selected always a series of glass that we can't get anymore. You can buy them. They are not produced anymore. But next to that, also the lead net is very important. It's always symmetrical, it's very elegant and things like that. And we were lucky here to find some panels where the lead net was almost intact. And so we could keep it. It was also stable enough to keep it because these are still outside windows, so they're not protected from the outside. So we just had to make sure that they are watertight. So we re-putted them. But for the rest, we kept the lead net as it is. Of course, we edge bonded the broken pieces, or we replaced a few lacunae where it was necessary. And then even that was quite complicated because there are a large number of painted glasses in here, and it's painted in a very beautiful way with silver stain. It was quite difficult actually to reproduce the exact type of painting, but I think we managed to do it, and luckily we didn't have to do that many pieces. And then, of course, before we reinstalled them, there was an interesting story because Gregory van Aalbroek, he was convinced that the lead on the interior side was painted in a gold.
The glass was painted.
No, not the glass, the lead.
Oh, the lead.
The lead was painted in a gold, with a gold-like paint. And so actually we found during the analysis, we found a few pieces where exactly we found some traces from the gold paint. And so we decided to paint the lead net on the interior side with the gold paint, which gives a really, really nice effect, because what is special is that apparently because of that, they should have thought of how stained glass looked like during the night. Normally stained glass is the art form of light, because light breaks through the windows and it gives this very special effect. But during the night, it's dead. You know, there is no light coming through the windows. But of course, if you paint the lead, that means that you also want to look at the windows with reflective light. And it gives a completely different view of how to actually look at the windows. And that's a very interesting point. Yeah, so, yeah. We are definitely looking into this a little further, but it was very, very nice to have actually then research going on during the restoration of the windows. Yeah.
And these windows, originally they were made where?
These are originally designed by Ivaldre. Yeah, Ivaldre was a stained glass artist who worked with a lot of Art Nouveau architects. So he was rather well known. The only problem is that it's very special for stained glass people not to sign their windows. So that's a bit of a problem. Yeah, we are never sure. It's always very difficult to find out much more about the history of the windows. Yeah, but they were designed by Ivaldre. They were restored already in the past. That's something we saw. So we've seen very well the difference between original pieces and infills, later infills. That's something that we all could see very clearly during the analysis.
And you had to replace any pieces?
We had to replace some pieces, but not many, fortunately. Yeah, and most of the pieces that we had to replace were already infills. Yeah, so if they were original pieces, then we tried everything to keep them in place. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.